Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, the Fan, 12DM, and the radio.com app, the only show in the state. Has two former Packers on it, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Leap 36. Member of the All-Decade team from 1990, also Packer Hall of Famer. You can find him maybe giving a tour up at Lambeau Field. When's the next
Those
time
you're amazing?
You're handing out the tour.
The next couple of weeks. And it always people that come in, I like to know where they came from. Last time a guy came from Idaho, North Dakota, and in the Seattle area, but they have family here. And they just want to, and it's just amazing to me that Packer fans were so what's the word I'm looking for?
Packer fans are so what?
Sweet.
Global.
Happy.
Down
to earth.
Generous.
Jovial.
Loving.
These are some good words. This is a good one.
Exhilarating.
Thank you, Leroy.
It's fascinating. Like
I think we're almost surprised that people aren't Packer fans.
Man. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I'm like, surprised. Are you a... Okay, you're in Idaho. I get it. There's no pro team.
Why would you not cheer for the
Packers? I mean, come on. But it's a lot of teams out west. And it's the guy in Seattle. You're driving from Seattle. Didn't fly, drove.
The smile on his face is just
really just say on that 12th man stuff. Oh, Seattle's great. He coming all the way over here, cuz.
That's because it's not raining like it does over there. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Gary Ellerson. Number 41 from the Wisconsin Badgers. Number 42 for your Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
Number one of your heart, though.
Royce White. Former NBA player. Now he was actually the first overall pick in the Big Three draft for the basketball league owned by Ice Cube. Had this to say on Twitter about Carmelo Anthony. And Royce, do you believe Carmelo Anthony is being blackballed by the NBA?
Melo is absolutely being blackballed. He's one of the realest in it. He's one of those dudes that, you know, he ain't like me. He don't talk like brash and straightforward like that, but he has those morals and principles, you know? And he's given too much to the game for them not to allow him to play or for them to, you know, kind of culturally just make a decision or an agreement that he's not good enough anymore. All of us here that play the game at the highest level know how good Melo is. And we know that there's no way that the Lakers would go out and sign Jared Dudley and not sign Carmelo Anthony. And another question is, while a guy like LeBron is walking around here like he's the face and voice of the players, how is he letting his banana boat brother hang out there in the wings and they go sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo? If anybody watching this thinks that Jared Dudley can hold Carmelo's jockstrap, I'll slap him.
That's Royce White saying that he believes Carmelo Anthony has been blackballed by the NBA. I would defend LeBron James quickly in this in saying... the reason why he doesn't have his banana boat brother on the team with him is because he doesn't believe he would help him win a championship. So, with that, Gary Ellerson.
Wait a minute. Leroy, is he keeping 100?
1,000. He keeps it really 100.
Go ahead, Billy. Lord have mercy.
Was this on the record or off the record?
This is on the record. It's on the record.
Was he in the barbershop?
No, he was right at a practice facility.
No, I don't believe that.
Lord. Dude, don't you remember who this dude is, man? This is the dude that's scared of planes.
Right.
Remember, he got drafted, didn't want to fly
was
on a plane.
Iowa State?
Iowa State.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
That's who this dude is,
him,
man. Don't you remember this dude?
No, I don't remember them.
Like, nobody wanted to deal with him in the NBA. That was the end of him. See ya.
Do you want Carmelo Anthony on the Milwaukee Bucks, Gary Ellerson?
Somebody else is junk, remember? Garbage.
Remember I said that.
Yeah.
Somebody else is garbage.
On the record.
Let me have Melo on the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis.
That's your best
today.
Man.
Day.
Your best man. Like.
That's over with.
Today.
Your best man.
And here's why.
He can explain it.
Here's why.
Yeah, give it to me.
Because of all this, what's his name? Royce?
Royce White.
Royce. Royce is right. My mom would say he ain't got a pot to piss
Don't
in
bring
right
your
now.
Mom into this. She doesn't want to be in Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm.
Carmelo doesn't. Got nothing. Mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony right now, I think, would be very appreciative. He's not that same guy.
Why?
He's
evolved.
Not that same guy.
Why not?
He's evolved.
He's not.
Dude, he's loaded. He wants to play.
No, he wants to win a championship. He knows.
He's been contrite.
Right. He knows D-Wade. Sincere. He knows D-Wade got one. He's known LeBron. All the banana
boys. He missed all the opportunities.
Missed them.
Yes, he did.
Missed them.
By did. Choice.
Yes.
Yeah, he admitted that.
And he knows he this
it.
Is it.
He admitted it.
This is it. This will be the best Carmelo Anthony you could ever possibly get.
At 35 years old.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Attitude-wise. He may not be the player he was,
sure.
But attitude-wise, will be the best Melo anybody's ever going to get. And, yes, he will play backseat to Middleton, to all these jokers. He just wants a ring. That's all he wants. That's all he wants.
What's wrong with that?
You need an outside shooter right now on his team. There he is. He done got on Stephen A and said, hey, if they want me to be the eighth man, I'll be whatever they want me to be.
And he ain't doing it for the money. The guy's filthy rich.
Don't need it.
Filthy rich.
Let me have somebody else's garbage with the Milwaukee
garbage.
Bucks with Giannis Nem today. 414-799-1250. Call me if you think I'm wrong. All right.
Is he better than anybody that can come off the bench now?
Replay it again just a little.
Yeah, play that
halfway.
One.
Just halfway right there. Replay it right there.
Make a decision or an agreement that he's not good enough anymore. All of us here that play the game at the highest level know how good Melo is, and we know that there's no way that the Lakers would go out and sign Jared Dudley and not sign Carmelo Anthony. And another question is, while a guy like LeBron is walking around here like he's the face and voice of the players, how is he letting his banana boat brother hang out there in the wings and they go sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo? If anybody watching this thinks that Jared Dudley can hold Carmelo's jock strap, I'll slap you.
He decided to go with Jared Dudley because LeBron wants to win. And in my opinion, he would prefer to win
Jared Dudley
than play with his buddy.
He's a good leader of a leadership quality that people like.
Sure.
In the locker room. We've had him here. We love the guy. I mean, great interview. Because I was thinking about this the other day, who would get a job first? Colin Kaepernick. Or Carmelo Anthony, it was a horse apiece. I learned that up in the North Woods.
Would you learn?
Sure.
A horse apiece. That mean, I guess it means either or, I guess. I think that's what it means.
That's exactly what it means, correct.
A horse apiece. So I'm thinking, blackballed? I know Kaepernick was, okay? The evidence to prove that, I think, from the settlement, allegedly. I don't think Carmelo's been blackballed. He's definitely not getting an opportunity to finish the career he wanted to because he probably burned some bridges. Now, when you burn a bridge, there's other ways you can get across. You just have to figure it out. Because he's right about that. Because when you see guys signing quarterbacks who's played 17 years and retired before they give you a job, I don't know if that's consistent. Saying Jared Dudley, because Jared Dudley can still shoot.
Right.
I mean, he can shoot
so
wide
Jared,
open.
So Jared Dudley did respond.
He said, Melo's a machine, man, when he's scoring.
This isn't Melo versus myself. That man's a first ballot Hall of Famer. We all want to see him back in the league.
Right.
Royce seems uninformed when he speaks to this situation and calling my name out. This league is not about who's better than who. It's what players make the best team, and that's where I would agree in the sense of Jared Dudley is a better teammate at this point than Carmelo Anthony would be for that L.A. Lakers
team. I think Carmelo needs to have a chance to do that right now because I think Carmelo Anthony would be the best teammate that he's ever been, especially on a team like the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a difference maker for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Still at 35 years old, you still believe
listen,
that?
Listen, let him come off the bench and give it to him.
Okay.
If you're going to let – now, you can't have restraints on him now. If you're going to let Kyle Korver come in and get up 10 shots, threes, then you need to let Melo do the same thing because that's what he is. If we're okay with Kyle Korver getting up 10, 15 shots, I don't know how many.
There's no
get.
Way he's taking that many shots. Maybe
you
five.
Never know if he's
hot. But when Kyle Korver come in, you ain't going to let him stand there.
Sure.
What you going to let Kyle Korver do?
Shoot three.
Shoot it.
Because he's a historic three-point
shooter. Yes. Yep.
Carmelo Anthony isn't a historic three-point
shooter.
Carmelo
can shoot scorer. He's a scorer. Anywhere.
Inside and out.
Anywhere.
Not as much of just a three-point specialist
Melo
as
Melo with
that.
The Bucks right now today. 414-799-1250. Where my boys from the north side at, Leroy? You were just over there.
No, he's not giving you 19 points.
Where the boys at Ebony, Leroy? They ain't in on this?
Yeah, they ain't on it.
No.
My boys at Ebony, they ain't on this?
They agree that there's no reason to bring him into the locker room right now.
Oh, man, he ain't the same guy. I'm telling you, he's not the same guy.
Yeah, but he's not the same player either. He played two games. He played in 10 games last year. He started in two.
Yeah, but I don't need for him to do it. I need for him, when they triple team my boy Youngs, he kick it over there. You have Korver and Melo on the court at the same time, Leroy.
Them balls are going up. They're shooting.
No, the knees are going to break.
Well, they could do like
we
they
got
did
enough
with
old dudes on the team already.
They could do like they did with J.R. Smith. Bring him in, look at him, and take a look at him.
You didn't need that one either. You've seen that movie before.
Right, but they at least brought him in.
Sure.
Allegedly.
You put this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Y'all put this out on Facebook or whatever y'all, what we got? Them social networkings?
You're all fired up today. You don't even know what the name of Twitter is.
Some feedback. You know, some feedback.
Let me have it. 414-799-1250.
I can't wait to hear from the Pick and Save post-game show guy for 13 years.
He's stunned over here. Steve, are you responding to Gary? Do you want Carmelo Anthony on the Milwaukee Bucks?
No, I only have one thing to say. CTE.
Come on, man, you can't keep using that as a defense. Give me more than that.
That's all I got for Gary. You got any other defense for him?
Yeah, he laid his case out. Let me hear you why you don't think so.
Same reason why he doesn't want Antonio Brown or anybody else, because they're going to ruin the locker room.
He ain't Antonio Brown. He used to be that, Steve, but he's not Antonio Brown no more.
Right, because T.O. Because T.O. changed, and he's a different guy now.
No, Melo ain't T.O.
Yes, he is.
But I would love
he's
to have T.O. T.O.'s
a
man.
He's at a whole different level.
No.
When you have guys saying that he came into the locker room after not scoring what he wanted 30 on a night, and they won, and he... Man, this what are you talking about?
He was 20 when
and
he said
he
that.
Pout because he agreed. He didn't get his point.
He agreed.
Right.
He agreed to that.
There's a reason why he can't get a job anywhere in the NBA right now.
That's
and
not
the
Melo.
Reason he's not getting a job anywhere right now in the NBA is because nobody wants him in their locker
True.
Room. And you're going to try True. And sell the NBA on, well, he's changed.
Yes.
Based on what?
Because this is what? It. Can't get in.
Give me some testimony. Give me something to get me to believe that he's changed.
Humble pie. Steve.
But he's a go-for-it guy, right? A team on a team that can go for it.
That man is going to get out there.
1 year just to go for
it. That man's going to get out there on the floor, and good old Carmelo's going to come back out. It's going to be black hole Carmelo.
That's what we want.
Yeah, but he's not the same guy that he was. This isn't Carmelo in ISO at 24 years old. This is old Carmelo Anthony.
Steve,
now. This ain't the same guy.
Everybody gonna be sucking into the lane on Giannis. Melo gonna be outside by himself. Trust me.
Jackal.
That's how it gonna be.
Yeah, I don't want him anywhere near the locker room.
Melo might only have to do just one dribble. Boom, let it fly. He's what if we're saying we're gonna give Kyle Korver the green light, why can't Melo get the same green light? Well, that's all I'm saying.
Because Kyle Korver's been known to be able to shut it off every once in a while. Carmelo Anthony's never shut it off.
We shut him off by taking him out the game. But when he's in the game, he's got the green light.
Oh,
he ain't playing about 19, 20 minutes, maybe a night.
Not even
But
that.
He hasn't played no... He played two games last year.
That means he's nice and fresh.
Melo is like Brett Favre.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah, let me hear this one.
When Brett Favre 70, he'll be able to throw the ball better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. Melo.
Yeah, that's your guy now.
Melo.
You love Brett Favre.
When Melo 70, not Leroy, not 70.
70.
When Melo 70, he'll be able to shoot the ball better than most jokers in the NBA. That's straight 100.
Carmelo Anthony, the last time he was in
and
the
yes,
NBA.
And yes, he's a ball hog. Yes, he is. But in this situation, Leroy Steve,
yeah.
I want him to be a ball hog.
Carmelo, the last time he was in the NBA.
Why would you want him to be a ball hog on a team that won 60 games last year?
But that's all I got him in for. That's
there
what
ain't
I'm
nobody
saying.
Got no killer
to,
answer.
To kill the movement of the ball?
No. When I kick it to him, I want him to shoot it. Because that's the only way he's going to get it. We ain't letting him bring the ball up court and distribute it, all that kind of stuff. We ain't doing that. He's spotting up.
So we're going to stand him there, and then he still can't play defense like he never was able to.
414-799-2. I want to hear from you folks. Come on.
Carmelo Anthony's last full season, because last year didn't count, he only played 10 games.
Yeah.
So in 2017-18, with the Oklahoma City Thunder, in 78 games, he averaged 32 points, was 6 of 15 from the floor for 40% from the field. Shot 35% from three, 2 of 6 from 3-point line per game. If you go ahead to free throw, 76% from the line. He attempted 2.5 free throws a game. 2.5.
That's all. Yeah, he ain't trying to get to the line. Shooter.
He got to the hole.
Just short of 6 boards a game, an assist, half a steal, half a block, turnover a game, 16 points per game. So 16-5 is what he averaged in 2017 at age 33. This year will be his age 35 season.
Bring us to the people.
Yeah, no thanks. So 414-799-1250.
2017?
16. 16-5 in 32 minutes, started all 78 games.
I'll take that all day long.
No chance. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250.
Where's he going to play? So is Middleton going to be? And
oh,
I know.
Get him in camp.
I know. Before Gary even says it, it's what? Positionless basketball. Yeah, just put your 5 best on the floor and see what happens. So if y'all do it this way, that means Bledsoe, Middleton, Carmelo, Giannis, and Brooke Lopez is your starting 5. Good?
No. Melo don't want to start.
No.
Melo don't want to start. Melo don't want to start. Melo already said he don't want to start. You ain't see him on Stephen A?
He could be your 8th man or 9th.
You ain't see him on Stephen A?
Listen to me. If you think Carmelo Anthony's going to go into that locker room and see old Wesley Matthews and old Kyle Korver and these other dudes, and you don't think he's going
to
say, dude, I'm better than all these jokers. I want to be out there playing in front of all these dudes.
Melo wants to win a ring because
he's not going to come here.
Leroy, not a ring.
Everybody wants something. But not all of us have the opportunities, and not all of us had 12 years to try to do one and piss that one away.
Somebody help Gary, please.
414-799-1250. We'll take a quick timeout. 414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app at Kim LaVoie Judgment Day. And a question on the table right now. Do you want Melo on the Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250. Royce White says that LeBron James should have pulled for his boy before going and getting Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley didn't like that too much. Gary Ellerson wants Melo on the Milwaukee Bucks today. Wants him in a camp, says it would be the best Melo you would get in his career in the NBA.
Jared Dudley just has to say, hey, Royce, how long are you playing the league?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Check and see how long I play in the league. Now, shut up.
I mean, similar to what people say to Ryan Hollins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
He played longer than Royce White did.
Sure. 414-799-1250. P is on the north side. P, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, P?
What up? I actually like what Gary was saying. I never even really thought about it, but I think you know, Melo, the thing with Melo the last couple years, OKC and Houston, they just wanted him to stand out there and jack up threes. And that's not really what he does. You know, he's really a mid-range guy, and I think he could have been actually the difference in that Toronto series. While, you know, Giannis was getting double and triple teamed and they was building a wall, you know, Melo would have been hitting a few of those two-pointers. You know, or being a bull in the China shop. I just think if you were to bring him in, you know, you make him the 8th or 9th guy and say, man, when you get out there, just ball. Just do you. You know, I think that's how you got to sell it to him.
He's never had that problem. He's never had a problem doing him.
Appreciate
that's
it.
That's never been an issue.
That's one for Melo.
Never been a problem.
There's
got one here from Adam who tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, Melo's greatest game is mid-range ISO, which Bud already told Middleton no more of that. We don't need Melo. He doesn't fit. Having said that, C-Mac 1971, he tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Carmelo Anthony appears to be a changed man. It's not about the money. He wants a championship.
Wants a ring.
Bucks take a flyer on him. He can be the 8th or 9th man.
Easily.
See, I agree in the sense of I just don't see his game fitting in the Bud philosophy. His game was 15 to 18 feet back to the basket. I'm going to work into my own shot. That's not moving the ball around, waiting in the corner.
You know what we need to do? We need to ask Bud. Now, Bud, you saying zip zero, no mid-range? Because I know Bud was saying that's not what I'm saying.
Sure. What if he says it is?
Well, then we don't want Melo. But if he's...
But would you agree with that? If Budenholzer said to you, yeah,
right.
Gary, I don't want mid-range shots.
Then no Melo.
Would you... But no. You, Gary Ellerson, would you go, that's a good philosophy?
That's
okay.
A bad philosophy.
So you would disagree with
that? Because you don't know.
I agree.
You can't plan that out.
I don't know.
Hey man, this tough sweep is going outside. That's where it's supposed to go.
But you've heard Eric Name say their defensive strategy is to force teams into the mid-range shot. He wants the other teams to take mid-range shots.
Right, that's fine. Well, because it's about the three for most folks in the NBA right now.
Yeah, but think about it. What they're telling you is that the mid-range shot has a less likely chance of going in than a damn three.
Yes.
The shot closer to the hoop has a less chance of going in.
Yes.
And the NBA today than does the three-point shot.
Yes.
Because of the factors of how much it's worth. It makes more sense to shoot threes, and that's what they've brought in with the old guys they've brought in. They brought in an old Kyle Korver who can shoot threes in a wheelchair. They also brought in guys that fit that philosophy. I just don't think Carmelo Anthony fits from a basketball sense at all. I'm not all that worried about the culture standpoint of it. From a basketball sense, it just doesn't make any sense to me. 414-799-1250. Craig is in West Dallas. He's on the fan. Craig, you're on the radio.
Yes, the ball stops with Melo forever. he'll never be a facilitator, never put anybody in position to score. It'll stop right with him. Like you said, he'll try to back somebody down or the whole team and just throw it up there. No, he wouldn't fit here at all. No defense. You need defense now. You got enough shooters on the team?
What shoes you have on the team, Craig? What shoes you got?
You got Korver. You got Middleton. Giannis is getting better.
Wes Matthews.
I mean, and Matthews is back. Now, he's a mid-ranger.
And you're hoping DJ Wilson gets better.
And Wilson should get better. Like I said,
Wilson
should
get better doing what?
And I said, you need a four or five. You don't need any more shooters. You don't need more. No.
You can always use more
shooters. Appreciate the call, Craig.
Sorry about that.
DJ Wilson has shown flashes that he can be a decent outside shooter. Dude, he doesn't have an ugly shot. He's got an all right looking shot.
Really good basketball player, too. He's shown flashes to be.
DJ Wilson is an athlete.
Yes. Agreed, 100%. No doubt. But the reason that he was drafted was he was supposed to be that stretch four that could take that long-range shot and get out and run.
Tell you that right now, never going to be there. He's an athlete, and I like him because he can do a lot of different things. But
But he can do a lot of things Carmelo Anthony cannot do.
Yes. Shooting's not his thing. He ain't going to shoot it. NBA's about shooting.
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
414-799-1250 in St. Francis, we find Doug. Doug, you're on the fan.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Although it's intriguing, once a ball hog, always a ball hog. People don't inherently change. I don't see why we think he's a changed man only because he thinks he said so. He's not going to play defense. He's going to come to the team pudgy and overweight. He's not going to hustle. It's bad karma on the court and in the locker room. I think it's a horrible idea. He'll disrupt the team. Ain't worth it.
Well,
I don't want Melo on the Bucks.
I disagree with you.
Appreciate the call, Doug.
This on the pudgy and overweight, that's not. No, he's been in the best shape he's ever been in. I can get when people say Melo is Melo. I can get that. Because that's why he's not in the NBA right now, because they think Melo is Melo. I get down that all day long. I'm saying this guy wants to win a championship. I'm thinking he is willing to do anything he needs to do to win one. Now, here's what you got to do with Melo. You got to be up front with him. Eighth, ninth guy. That's it. That's your role. And you'll have an opportunity to win a championship with Giannis. And P was right. Toronto probably could have been a difference in that game. When you had no Middleton and you really had no Bledsoe. And Giannis couldn't do it all by himself. Now, you add a couple nice pieces in Matthews and Korver. And I think that will make us better. But neither one of those guys are Melo.
Mike on Twitter says, yes, shooter off the bench as long as he knows his role. Bill, get me and this phone to defend Melo. So apparently you got another one. And Toenail, this is Todd, says, yes, as long as he's willing to take a smaller role, I'm fine with that. Bobby is on the north side. He's up on the fan. Bobby, you want Carmelo Anthony on the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes, I do. And thanks, guys, for taking my call. I listen often. I hardly ever call in anymore. But let me tell you something, man. The way I see it, in the playoffs, when Brogdon was not there, I think that really cost us a lot. I think the fact that, Brogdon is one of the few Bucks that could get his own shot, but he wasn't able to get his own shot when he was gone. Melo is somebody that could get his own shot. Chris Middleton, when you're depending on Chris Middleton, he's not going to be there. And we see that Bledsoe always stays out down the stretch. We need somebody with Giannis on the bench, toss the ball to him, get out of his way. Let him score 2 points until Giannis rests up and come back and we don't lose the lead.
Appreciate the call. And that is a sense where you need to find scoring. Like, there's no doubt about that. You need to be able to find scoring as much as you can in this league, especially for this team around Giannis. I just don't see his game being what facilitates Giannis's game to the nth degree. Like, if there's going to be a 35-year-old player that you can bring in to fit the system better, Carmelo Anthony wouldn't be on the short list that I would find at all.
You don't think so?
No, just like the way he played, his style of game doesn't fit that realm that they want.
Well, right. If you're going by what Budenholzer said or what people said that he said about mid-range, he wouldn't fit. But
I just look at ball movement style, too.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying, ball movement. I don't want the ball movement with Melo.
Oh, this is good, because Anthony tweets at the fan.
I'm bringing him in to shoot the ball, Billy.
Yeah, that's all the reason you
to play 1-5 though.
Yeah, that's all I'm bringing him in, Billy.
I just don't think that makes sense.
But we can't score, and that's what happened to us last year. I'm bringing Melo.
They were top five in offense, and they won 60 games.
I hear what you're saying. They won 60 games, but they didn't win the big game. We all talked about this. How the playoffs are not the same.
What's the big game Carmelo Anthony has won?
60. He hasn't.
Well, he won a national championship.
Well, yeah, then
when he was 20.
We're talking about NBA, right?
Right. Yeah.
Talking
about. Yeah.
We all talked about how the playoffs are not the same, and they're not.
Nope.
They got the game got a little bit more physical than what Giannis wanted to, or maybe expected to. And let's just say Giannis does not perfect the 15-foot jump shot, because why should he? Because Budenholzer don't want him to. But let's say he doesn't do it. They're still, unless you like Kyle Korver, they're still basically stuck in the same situation that they were in last year come playoff time. Yeah, they won 60 games. But when it came to get it done, what was their deficiency?
I would rather count on a 24-year-old dude that is just the reigning MVP to get better than for Carmelo Anthony to change his game at this point at 35 years old.
I like that.
That's the point that I'm making. I don't say Carmelo Anthony shouldn't have a job, but to this sense, I don't think that risk is worth the reward that you're getting.
Now, Gary doesn't care about what this guy says, but I'm gonna read it anyhow because it goes along with what Baby Talish just said. Anthony tweets out the fan, Carmelo had 5 assists total in 294 minutes last season. Seriously, 5. Dude is a black hole chucker. Our team is about ball movement.
That's
He's been a joke for
news.
Over a half a decade.
Steve, Leroy.
No, I don't want him.
Are we bringing in for assist, Leroy?
No.
But you're going to have to be able to pass the basketball.
Yeah, I understand
you think
that,
Kyle Korver's going to pass the basketball?
Thank you. Why are we giving him a free pass?
He's going to pass the ball more than Carmelo Anthony.
He is not going to pass. He's going to shoot. There's
a reason why LeBron James wanted Kyle Korver to be on his team in LA.
First of all,
he's a shooter.
There's a reason why he wanted him to be on his team in Cleveland.
Because he's a shooter.
There's a reason why he doesn't want Carmelo Anthony.
LeBron James does not pick teams.
You need to stop with that nonsense. Okay? Even Gary's laughing at you.
He does not pick teams, okay?
Yeah, right.
Get that off pick him. No teams, man.
He does not have the ability to sign players and not sign players.
Uh-huh.
He can do like most guys do. You
suggest.
Put suggestions in.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he hasn't suggested you sign Carmelo Anthony.
We don't know that he didn't. We don't know that he didn't.
If he did, he would have been on the team.
I'll go with the same thing. If it's about going for a 1 year, I don't understand why you couldn't do it. How would that hurt you? He can't hurt a locker room that's not broken. This locker room is solid.
Tight. He's coming in to win a championship, Billy.
Yeah, get in
when
you fit
in. Yeah, I just don't think he, basketball-wise, can help you win a championship.
I think he's better than anybody coming off their bench.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
I disagree.
Well, we disagree with it. That's all right.
Billy, you don't believe when I say this? No, I'm serious. Just think about when I say this now. Brett Favre at
this
7.
This is not even close of a comparison. I could not.
Melo would maybe shoot better than most folks in the NBA at 7. He just, because that's just what he is.
But
some guys are bona fide. That's just what they do,
he's not an outside shooter. You're putting him in a category of like a three-point shooter. He's never been that.
Okay, he can shoot outside and he can shoot inside.
And remember, he's got to play for the minimum.
Yes. Which is perfect.
So
the roster's full.
Yeah, perfect, Steve.
Yeah, veteran minimum.
Perfect. And then, Steve, if he don't work out, what do you do?
Cut him.
Gone. I'm just saying, he knows he's not getting some big deal.
He knows
he's got to sign a veteran minimum.
He's coming
deal.
At the last, the 12th hour.
He should be paying to play basketball at this point. If you're campaigning and going on Stephen A. Smith, you would pay to play basketball. You don't have to tell him how much money he's making. Bill is on the fan. Bill, do you want Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, there's somebody else.
Yes, we need Carmelo Anthony. What was this team missing last year in the playoffs? Scoring. They need a scorer. You need somebody when Giannis is – they build a wall for Giannis. You need to get a scorer out there. Carmelo is a bona fide scorer. You can put shooting all you want
in 2013
there.
He was.
2013. I don't care. That dude can put the ball in the hole, and you need somebody to put the ball in the hole.
Appreciate the call.
What's his career average? Give me the no. Let's get to the
Carmelo Anthony's career average is 24 flat a game with three assists and a 44.9% field goal percentage. His career from three, he is a 34.7% three-point shooter.
Hall of Fame numbers. You know that. NBA, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. That from what he did from 2003
it don't matter where you did
to 2014 is why he's going to be a Hall of Fame.
It's a lot of old guys because you keep saying that a lot of old guys out here now. You know that. That's why the guy said Jared Dudley. A lot of old guys getting paper. But this ain't about paper. It's about the opportunity. And all he want to do is come in, bring him into camp. If he don't fit, hey, listen. We did it just like Shaw. We gave you a lot of opportunities. And it didn't pan out. We love you. And have a nice day.
James is in Tulsa. He's up on the fan. Hi, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, James.
Hey, so, I mean, I know we're talking about shooting, and I definitely believe that we need some more on the Bucks. But, I mean, Melo's not really going to be playing defense, so why are we going to have him four guys playing on defense and five guys shooting? That just doesn't make any sense to me. But I'll hang up and listen to you guys, all right?
Do you think anybody in the NBA play defense?
Now you sound like Jabari.
The Bucks were the Bucks were one of the top three defensive rated teams in basketball last year.
It came home. It ain't about defense. It ain't about pitching. It's about scoring and home runs.
Y'all it's not about defense. Tell that to Kawhi Leonard, the defensive player of the year twice.
That sounds good. You don't remember him because of his defense. You remember because he's knocking them shots down. You remember Van Vliet.
A lot of people here remember him stuffing Giannis in the middle of the lane defensively.
Well, Giannis stuffed on him, too, so it's all good.
This is the Wendy's Big Show at 414-799-1250, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Get an update from Anthony Mandela. We got an update from Mike Clemens coming up. Clemens hopefully going to join us in studio at 5:35 during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, I'm Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. I can't believe I'm saying this, but do you want Carmelo Anthony on the Milwaukee Bucks? See, now this is cool because I feel like I'm hosting the show back when I used to listen to it when I was like 15. And there was that time, Steve, right? There was that time where you thought the Bucks could sign Melo to the max deal. He could be the superstar you need. You could trade for Melo. He was on a contract year. You're like, we should trade for Carmelo Anthony. Dude.
No, I never traded.
You could have Carmelo Anthony.
I never wanted to do that.
But that was when he was 28 and like good.
I didn't want him when he was 28. That wasn't the Melo I wanted here in our locker room.
So you think he's that changed at this point?
At about when you were in high school, it was about when I said he's somebody else's garbage. I got lit up when I said that statement.
Somebody else's garbage.
Ooh. Hey, lit up.
Hey, somebody's got to buy it.
They saw it.
414-799-1250 on the north side is Keith. He's up on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You want Melo?
I would love to see Carmelo Anthony dressed up, doing it big, coming out in the Pfizer form, playing for the big three, baby, because he is done. It's a wrap. No, we don't need him. We don't want him back. But he could be a good spokesperson for IQ. They would love to have that. They need something like that. Somebody who still wants to play with a big name. That would be great for him. He could be the spokesperson of the league.
Sure. Yeah, he'd be a better number one overall pick than Royce White, right?
There you go.
Appreciate the call, Keith. I would love to see Carmelo Anthony play in the big three. I think that would be fun.
No, he's above the big
three. That'd be fun.
He's above the big
three. Man.
He's not playing in the NBA.
That's where he should go. It's a big three.
He's above the big three.
Stop.
Yeah.
Or he should just be hustling dudes at the YMCA.
He'll be there next year.
$100 a game.
No.
Next year.
Let's roll.
Watch. They'll give him a stupid deal to come be the face of the big three next year. Watch.
No. He's
yep. Because he ain't going to get a job this year.
He ain't doing it.
Yeah, he will.
He's not going to get a job this year. And then they're going to give him stupid money to come be the face next year.
He's not doing the big
three. He got money already. He wants to play one more year. That's all.
They'll get him. And Wade, I think Wade
D-Wade eventually
be there too.
No, Gary, that hope never happens.
Gary,
no.
This D-Wade is going to be, I'm telling you, this is going to be the senior circuit for all these guys. This is where they're going to go play. You all know, once you get out it's hard to find that same type of bonding and camaraderie and everything that goes with it. And this gives these guys a chance. You were just having this conversation. We were talking about Big Three last time about putting together some type of Midwest
flag
football.
Yeah.
Dudes would definitely sign up and do it. And I think you guys make a ton of money this doing thing, it. Because people would pay to go watch it.
Who's the biggest star? Joe Johnson, because I know y'all wanted him.
Oh, Larry Sanders for me.
Joe Johnson. Who's the biggest star of the Big Three?
Joe Johnson. Other than Ice Cube.
Probably Joe Johnson.
Because none of these guys promoted. So Ice Cube really promoted his own brand, which is amazing.
Right, no doubt.
I mean, no one's bigger than him. That guy's amazing. So there's no big stars that ever be in the Big Three until the structure's different.
Right.
I just don't see that. If I got a chance at the NBA, I'd rather wait on the NBA to have a chance to go in the Big Three and maybe get hurt or something, or get exposed. If I'm going to get exposed, it's going to be with the NBA.
Right. Like Tito Mobley's playing that league at like 60. Get out of here.
No, Mahmoud Maouf.
There's another one, another old
He's
guy.
He's 60.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they've got old guys that can just shoot, like Gary said.
So this is going to be like the U.S. Senior Open.
I could
Open.
Be the 12th guy.
Steve.
What?
Right?
No, but Carmel's not those guys.
Some guys just can just shoot it.
No doubt.
When they're 70.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm one of those guys that can shoot it like that.
No, that's Clay Thompson. Man. That's not Mello.
Clay will be one of them. Yes.
John McLaughlin.
Michael Redd.
He could go around the world.
Redd. Why Michael Redd ain't in the Big Three?
Why isn't Michael Redd in the Big Three?
Because he got stuff to do, man.
How does Joe Johnson have time for this? Joe Johnson's loaded. Joe Johnson don't need money. He's doing it because he loves basketball.
Yeah, none of them don't really need money. They got guaranteed contracts.
Michael Redd can just go and hang out at this point. He doesn't have to do any of this stuff. He doesn't need any of this.
He's had so many knee injuries. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
All those guys got big money. You can keep reading that what you want. Like, them guys ain't got no money. Them guys got guaranteed money.
Well,
they can't get it all right now until they're a certain age, but they got plenty of money.
But Leroy, you know this. There's always more money to be had.
Oh, yeah, no question.
There's always more money to make.
All of them are competitive. This is not a senior, like the golf, that you can go to the senior circuit and play with your colleagues.
Right.
This is something you can stay close to the game, have fun with it. It ain't so much the money, but playing in front of arenas that, 10, 15,000, sometimes they get bigger. I mean, it's fun for these guys.
Is it about the
money?
Could it be about the money for one man that wants to now be an owner of an NFL team, or a little bit more of the spotlight? We'll talk about that next, but you could watch all 32 NFL teams with NFL Sunday Ticket.
Time's running out, man. Season's about to start here. In a couple weeks away, that's it.
So you mean I need to call today?
You need to call now. Especially if you're in fantasy football, you need to call now. Hey, look, AT&T and DirecTV form a beautiful marriage through Sight and Sound Solutions. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Choice package included with DirecTV includes Fox Sports Wisconsin, NFL Sunday Ticket, that you have to have if you're a fantasy football player, at no additional cost for this season. You understand me? No additional cost for the NFL Sunday Ticket for the upcoming football season if you sign up today, and $200 in Visa cards, which you can use anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. Sight and Sound Solutions can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, maybe Al and Sight and Sound Solutions can help you there too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy, Al, that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years. I did, and I've been with them for a long time. Sight and Sound Solutions is preferred retailer for AT&T and the best customer service you're going to find, I guarantee it. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'm making a new season prevailing mailing. Against the press start of the season. Looks like international against excluder mode. Exercise in one game at a time. Day charge may apply. Call for details.
That is to be determined. It's just, I want to wait and see. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other right now. So we'll play it. That'll be a game time decision.
It'll be a game time decision for Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers will suit up.
Yeah, I like that.
Against the Oakland Raiders up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, coming up on Thursday night after the game.
Game planned.
You know somebody's going to be suited up. That's Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, on the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show.
Yeah, brought to you by Leroy Butler.
Yes, sir. I could not stop shaking my head when I hear this. It's the official dealership of Leroy Butler.
This guy here, man.
That one, the metallic one I was driving.
No way.
Yep.
Man, you didn't let me buy that. I told you I was going to buy that. I got like $17 in my pocket.
Hey, man, listen.
People I can't like get on finance.
What's the difference between that metallic red and maroon? What's
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
What about the difference between that and burgundy?
Yeah.
I like burgundy.
Burgundy and maroon, that's the same burgundy color,
right? Yeah. We just, at Florida State, it was...
Garnet.
Garnet.
I used to have a nice burgundy 03 Grand Prix. Got it from my gramps.
A Grand Prix?
Yep.
What year that thing was?
2003.
Did it have some guts in it? It
sure did. Yeah, that's what I told it.
You probably lifted it off one of the brothers.
No, I totaled it, though.
You totaled it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No doubt. How'd you total it?
Man, it was my fault, though.
It's never your fault.
It really wasn't, though. You know what? It wasn't. You know, I was driving.
Master P had a song, It Ain't My Fault.
I was driving, and then somebody just kind of cut in front of me, and then it wasn't my fault, though.
Hey, you millennials. Y'all need to stay off the road. Let us seniors do the driving.
This boy right here.
Yeah, let us see. I bet you guys had more accidents than us seniors, I tell you.
Well, I will tell you this. Everybody wants to say we're the only ones texting. I disagree with that.
We don't text. We got flip phones, cuz.
How about Leroy the other day? I'm in the car.
How about?
I'm in the car with my daughter and her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She drive, because you know I don't drive. She driving. He in the back seat.
Yeah.
He
in the nice guy. I like
yeah,
that.
Ed, he's a nice
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
They're in the back seat. He in the back beautiful seat with daughter. His daughter. What's her name?
I forgot already.
Bella, I think is her name. They're in the back seat.
That's close enough.
Me and Katie in the front seat. How about they texting each other, I love you, from the front to the back seat?
That's so
come on.
I remember
man,
those
are
days.
You kidding me?
I remember
yeah,
those
right
days.
Man, I said, man, pull the car over.
You should have thrown up.
I remember. What?
Really?
What's I wrong said, with
pull
being
the car,
sweet?
Pull the car over right now. What's going on?
I'd have thrown
what's
up.
What's wrong with being sweet? You have to build those points up.
But don't you have, isn't there like a respect factor in front of you know?
What do you mean?
Don't you not do that? Yeah, bro. Man. Like, aren't you not doing that in front of the?
No,
I mean,
you need to.
No, I was okay with it.
Okay, so you're okay with that,
right?
Sense of it.
It's just texting in the car, one from the front to the back. Maybe I don't know. That's what it is.
That's strange.
I mean, he could have said "I love you" too, or I mean,
sure,
you know,
yeah,
right there. You know, he could have said that right there. I mean, you're probably feeling it. Sometimes you feel it, you know. But and you know, she got it on a watch.
Oh, so giggle and then.
Ding! No, it went,
I don't think
Billy,
you can say she's feeling
Billy.
It.
She driving
your dad, though.
Stop
that's
me, right.
That's what I was okay. getting at.
It went off on a watch. Ding! She's driving, and she looked down at
little girl.
I say, pull the car over.
Why are you so jealous?
I'm done with this.
Yeah, get that lemon out your mouth. Just like
pull
Carl said, you better.
Don't be texting too much. You love each other while we in the car.
Man, these women like that stuff, man. If I text my wife right now, she'll say, oh, that's so sweet.
Well, you know, you got a great
well, that's because you're
so y'all should do that. So Ed's a keeper, man.
Yeah. Well, I know I like Ed.
Yeah, Ed's a good dude. Ed's a good dude.
Y'all need to learn that.
I like Ed.
Steve be texting this girl. She right back around the corner in the building.
You think Matt LaFleur sends love texts to his girl? His wife? Once in a while? Long hours during camp.
No question about it. But now it's private, though, because you go back into, like, what you're going to do in the regular season, so the hours are different. But I bet you when he was a coordinator or assistant coaches, he's over there 18-hour days, he was texting his wife a lot. I'll be home at this time. Oh, wait a minute. We got a meeting.
Wait a second.
We just
I gotta
signed
talk to
that guy.
I
won't be home for a couple days.
You and Jen, y'all still texting a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
She's a texter. I'm not. I do one or two responses.
Yeah, because see, she kind of young, too.
Yeah.
How young is she?
She's
39, 40.
She in her
30s? Yeah. Best man stare was a sign. Yeah, I didn't know.
Her?
No idea. Yeah. I've talked to her numerous times. I never cared what her age was, but until you said
asked.
It.
Once you cute to me.
Right, yeah.
You want to have some kids? Come on. Next thing, little Leroy's here. I don't know.
Next thing you know.
Matt LaFleur after practice today on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, text me, baby, and tell me how old you is. You got to get how old you is.
I don't think that's going to get you a second date. You start asking how old they are.
How old you is.
How old you is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.